The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
As you, as most of you know, I try to stay clear of politics as much as I can. I would much rather deal with issues with the church, theology, and so forth. But politics impacts all of us. The upcoming election is going to be incredibly significant. And because of that, occasionally I think it's very important that we discuss what's going on. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. It's now 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And it is a delight, a privilege, and an honor to welcome you to the program today. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm being a little repetitious from something that I said earlier in the week, but it's intentional. Honestly, I honestly did not ever believe that I would live to see the possibility of a socialist elected president of the United States. Never, ever thought I would live to see even the remote possibility. Well, I don't think right now it is a probability, but it certainly is a possibility that Bernie Sanders could become president of the United States. Now, if you would have asked me that a year ago, I would have said, there is no way. Oh, my goodness, what a joke. Bernie Sanders president. It's not a joke anymore. He's leading in all of the national polls among the Democratic candidates. A lot will be determined this coming Saturday in South Carolina, because if Joe Biden does not get a double-digit win in South Carolina, his candidacy is over. Joe Biden can kiss the nomination goodbye. He must get a double-digit win in South Carolina this Saturday. If he does, he is at least alive. And then we have Super Tuesday next Tuesday with primaries held all over the country. And at least Biden would have some momentum going into Super Tuesday. If Bernie Sanders would pull a win in South Carolina, and the polls keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If Bernie Sanders would eke out a win, or even if Biden wins by 2 or 3 percentage points and Bernie Sanders is nipping at his heels, Bernie Sanders would almost be the shoe-in to win the nomination for the Democratic Party. Now, most people, most conservatives are saying, yeah. In fact, a very well-known, nationally syndicated conservative talk show host has been advocating, if you live in a state where you have open primaries, go, even if you're a conservative Republican, go and vote for Bernie Sanders. I'm not an expert on anything, but I would not advocate that. With the condition of America today, spiritually, ideologically, with Bernie Sanders promising freebie stuff. Don't count Bernie Sanders out. Now, as I said with the coronavirus, no panic, no hysteria. God is in control. But it is hard to imagine what America would be like after 4 years of Bernie Sanders. It is hard to imagine. And I, again, from a purely political, natural, human standpoint, I don't know that America could ever, ever turn back from 4 years of a socialist president. Unless it would be such an incredible disaster that there would be such backlash. But anyway, the reason I brought this up is that the primary communist-run, state-run newspaper in Cuba is singing the praises of Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Here it is. A state-run newspaper in Cuba gave Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders glowing front-page coverage after he praised Fidel Castro during a 60 Minutes interview on Sunday evening. The communist newspaper Granma published an article on Tuesday bringing attention to Sanders' praise, quote, of some of the social programs implemented by the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. Yeah, the communist state newspaper in Cuba, front page, singing the praises of Bernie Sanders. And again, I don't deal in sensationalism. I don't deal in hysteria. But, folks, this is a real, genuine concern that a couple of generations of American young people have been so indoctrinated by our far left-leaning universities in America that for the first time in American history, it is at least thinkable that an avowed socialist could actually have a chance of becoming president of the United States. The Democratic elite are in panic mode, and yet Nancy Pelosi, I just saw the interview, I think it was last night, it may have been today, when she was asked, She was asked, in the past, you have tried to distance yourself from socialism and Bernie Sanders. If he is the nominee, would the Democratic Party support him? And she said, unity, unity, unity. That does sound like a socialist, doesn't it? She said, whoever the party nominates, we will support. It's very telling. Very, very telling. So I'm not in panic over this. I'm not in panic over the coronavirus. But I'm very, very aware that this upcoming election, you know, we have said this for years. The next election is going to be the most important election of our lifetime. If a socialist is the Democratic nominee, there is no doubt. Throw out every other election in American history, this will be the most significant election in American history. Now, it could be an opportunity for the people of America to absolutely repudiate a socialist. If Bernie Sanders is the nominee and he loses in a landslide, hopefully it will push back the efforts of the socialist many, many years. We can certainly hope and pray. I am grateful that my God is in control. So concerned? Yeah, I'm very concerned. Lose sleep? Nope. Nope. God is in control. All right. We'll take a brief intermission, and I'll be right here when you come back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And if you were listening yesterday, I was privileged to have Michelle Warnke on the program from American Ninja Warrior. She is one of the organizers for the American Ninja Warrior competition at the Arnold Fitness Expo, March 6th through 8th at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. And I have a pair of tickets to give away to the expo. These tickets are $20 a piece. Now, children 14 and under are free, but adults are $20 a piece. And I have a pair of tickets to give away. Again, the expo is March 6th through 8th. And Jeff, let's make it even easier today. Let's give it to caller number 3 today. Caller number 3 at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A pair of tickets to the Arnold Fitness Expo, March 6th through 8th. Caller number 3, a pair of tickets, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, caller number 3, 877-262-5483. Well, the massacres continue in the country of Nigeria. Here's the latest. Here's the headline from yesterday. Many killed, churches burned as Boko Haram terrorists storm Nigerian town. Quote, many people have reportedly been killed by Boko Haram Islamists as more than 100 of the terrorists stormed the town of Garkida, Nigeria, on motorbikes and trucks with mounted guns this past Friday evening, firing indiscriminately and setting houses and churches on fire. Now, this is causing me to have like a flashback. For those of you who've heard the story, please forgive me for repeating it, but this was a life-changing event for me. I was in Nigeria. Now, it's been almost 10 years ago now that I was in Nigeria. And we spent the entire 10 days in the northern part of the country, which is predominantly Muslim. Whenever you see a massacre out of Nigeria, the dateline will usually be the city of Jos, J-O-S. It's one of the predominant cities in the Muslim north, and that was kind of our headquarters while we were there. And we went all over the north. We saw unbelievable things. We interviewed dozens of people who had mothers, fathers, children, brothers, sisters killed simply because they were Christians. And then, if I remember correctly, it was the next to the last day that we were in the country. We got up that morning, and the Bible League director there in Nigeria said, we want to take you somewhere. We're not really sure whether it's going to be possible. It will be a last-minute thing, and it's somewhat dangerous, but we're trying to check on security, whether it is safe to go, and we won't know until the last minute. Oh, we were driving down a highway, and all of a sudden, the driver flipped around, and we started driving like crazy. And our tour director said, we're going into a city. that was totally destroyed by Muslim radicals just 18 months ago. It's still a very volatile area. And he said, look straight ahead. Use your peripheral vision to look as we go into the city, but don't make eye contact with anyone as much as you can. Just look straight ahead. We're going to be in and out. It's going to be very quick. I thought, whoa. Well, we drove into the city. It had been a city of about 25,000 people, pretty good sized city. And just 18 months before, Fulani herdsmen, these are radical Muslims, not Boko Haram, but Fulani herdsmen had stormed into this city and just started indiscriminately killing people. They drove, by the way, this was a Christian city in a Muslim state. Almost all of the, Nigeria has states like we have here in America. The northern part of Nigeria, almost every state is predominantly Muslim. But there are a handful of predominantly Christian cities or villages. This was one of them. Well, by the time the killing was over, almost every house in the entire city had been burned to the ground, and every church, without exception, every single church had been burned to the ground. It was unbelievably emotional experience as we drove into the town and saw dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of houses that were just shells. We drove by shells of churches, and finally we went to the largest church in the city that would seat probably 1,000 people. Scores of people were killed in the building, and then they locked the doors, barred the doors, and set the church on fire, and it burned down on top of these people. That was 18 months before. The people had already rebuilt the church in 18 months, rebuilt it, and were already having meetings again in that same church where their brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers had been killed. Well, I'm looking at these pictures, and it is so reminiscent. I'm seeing church after church burned out, houses burned to the ground. And I see this headline, many killed, churches burned as Boko Haram terrorists storm Nigerian town. This just happened last week. My point, this has been happening for more than 10 years. It's a massacre of Christians. And the United Nations, and in many ways the Nigerian government, has turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the plight of Christians in northern Nigeria. Thousands in the last 10 years have been killed, martyred, slaughtered. It's just a reminder to pray for the persecuted church and to thank God for the freedom and the liberty that we are able to experience here in America. Pray for the persecuted church. Don't forget how many of our brothers and sisters in Christ suffer greatly for the faith.